USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America is coming up on the one-year anniversary of January 6th on Thursday. Polls by Axios, both before and after last year's occupation on Capitol Hill. 2,500 people were polled last year and 2,600 people this year. A slim majority of Americans say President Biden won the 2020 election at 55%. A quarter of Americans do not believe Joe Biden should be president, and 16% say they just don't know. In a letter to colleagues this week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate will debate and vote on changing Senate rules if Republicans block a vote on stripping the states of voting rights and nationalizing our elections to Washington, D.C.
We're discussing them in private with Senators Manchin, Senator Sinema, and before we vote on them, or whichever one we've arrived at, you'll hear and see about it.
USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As America's inflation continues to exhaust American wallets of its buying power, economists say more spending would make things only worse. Yet President Biden's partisan and massive social spending bill may still have life.
Negotiations on President Biden's Build Back Better plan are stalled after West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he wouldn't support it. Senator Manchin says he's willing to hear out supporters of Build Back Better.
We'll have to see what their desires are and what their priorities are right now. They've felt very strongly about that, and I respect that. I just had a different of opinion. And
Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer wants a vote on the Build Back Better Act later this month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For the second time in a decade, Californians will face mandatory restrictions governing their outdoor water use as conservation efforts have fallen short. Letting sprinklers run onto the sidewalk could result in a $500 daily fine. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A heroic dog found on a New Hampshire highway led police to its owner, who was ejected from a pickup truck at a nearby crash site on Monday night. New Hampshire State Police Officer Lieutenant Daniel Baldessare on NBC5.
Almost alerting them to what was off the roadway, which they discovered a truck which had been overturned with two gentlemen that were ejected from the vehicle.
A German Shepherd named Tinsley was spotted by witnesses on Interstate 89 in Lebanon. When a state trooper and a Lebanon police officer approached the dog, the animal darted northbound on the highway and crossed into Vermont. Driver Cam Laundrie talks about his dog's efforts.
She's my little guardian angel, you know. It's a miracle, you know, how she has that kind of intelligence and do what she did.
Remember back in the day when BlackBerry devices ruled the world? Well, we've reached the end of an era.
As of Tuesday, legacy services for BlackBerry devices ceased. That means any device running classic BlackBerry software is no longer reliable. The company's Android-based smartphones, however, will continue to function normally. BlackBerry now focuses on providing security software for enterprises and governments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.